sad news of the passing on of Ibrahim Ibrahim, a well-known personality in South African politics, former Deputy Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. He passed away at the age of 84. This afternoon, we speak with Sunny Singh, ANC veteran who was imprisoned in Robben Island between 1964 and 1974. Uncle Sunny, good afternoon, greetings, and welcome to the airwaves of Radio Islam.
Thank you.
We're really saddened with the news of the passing on of Ibrahim Ibrahim. You knew him as Ibi. Tell us, when did you first meet him?
Well, firstly, some of our leaders of moral standing are just passing on. Just last week, we buried also a veteran of the struggle for 70 years, Swaminathan in Devon. He died at the age of 94. Yes, my deepest sympathies to his family and his two young kids, gorgeous children. It's a sad, sad loss, not just for the family, but for South Africa.
Yes. Now tell us about Ibrahim Ibrahim. You know, he's been your good friend for a number of years. When did you first meet him?
I met Ibrahim way back in 1958, at a time when Congress called for the boycott of potatoes because of the scandals and gross humiliation our black people suffered in the potato fields of the then Eastern Transvaal, now Mpumalanga. Okay, so Congress called to boycott of buying potatoes. All right, so there's a big rally held in Durban, which I that's when I met Ibi, right, in 1958.
Yes. We also understand that you spent time in Robben Island with him. Is that correct? And if that is correct, then share with us some of your memories of your friendship with him.
Ibi, in his own right, taking the context of what is happening in our country today, there's such decadence, corruption, and sad to say, extremely annoying that yesterday's freedom fighters are becoming tyrants of today. And some of them, Ibi worked with very senior comrades in the ANC, become not on speaking terms situation. But Ibi always had raised the banner very high to keep the tradition and the moral standing of the organization he served.
Yes. What is a quality that he had that was with him from when you were in his company till you last met him?
Firstly, Ibi joined the Congress movement at a very early age, 15 or 16, during the 1952 Defiance Campaign. Then fast forward, he attended the rally in Cape Town in 1955, where the Freedom Charter was drafted. Okay, it was like a forerunner, precursor to the constitution we have, the kind of South Africa the people of our country would want to cherish and have today, which we do have following the 94 elections. Okay, Ibi went as a young man, a young revolutionary, to that historic conference, 55. Okay. But then a turning point in our history came when the ANC and PAC were banned following the Sharpeville massacre of March 21st, 1960. Okay. Then the Congress had no choice at a meeting in the outskirts of Durban with President of the ANC, Luthuli Mandela, and senior leaders met the Congress, Indian Congress, and at that crucial meeting, it was decided the ANC will embark on armed struggle. So, 16th of December, MK was formed, and Ibrahim Smile, Ibrahim joined the Mkhonto Sizwe, and he recruited me 2 months later, February 1962.
Yes. What will he be remembered for? What is his legacy, really?
Ibi was one of those who was consistent, never wavered, right? You know, he was not a coward. When the call was made as a volunteer or to go underground to get into the trenches of struggle, EB was very, you know, he willingly volunteered without making any demands or whatsoever, and risking his life, putting the country first and his people than before his own life.
Uncle Sonny, as a veteran of the struggle and watching the ANC implode, what words of advice do you have for the current top crop of the ANC leaders?
Well, Yusuf, your question is very pointed and very concerning. I won't say it's depressing situation, but you see, the ANC has the tradition problem way back from the Morogoro Conference of 69 in Tanzania, and then even the Kabul Conference 85. But of course, the dynamics have changed to be quite dramatically because we are in government. But never in its history we ever thought will decay to such an extent that, you know, the evidence is the local government election where the ANC was humiliated in a very, you know, severe way with the loss of key metro situation. But it's not end of the chapter. We haven't reached a deadlock situation. But the general populace of South Africa, look, the ANC has to take lessons, right? And to be quite honest to the people, the supporters, so forth, that we need to learn from our mistakes and, you know, find other ways to win confidence back from the masses who, of course, paid percentage of the electorate didn't vote in the election. But personally, I say, yes, it is depressing and very, very annoying to see leaders becoming corrupt, right? But all the same, that we have hope on the people of South Africa is citizens that will may take time to regain the lost ground.
In your days, Uncle Sonny, people joined the ANC and joined the struggle with the purpose of liberating the country and playing a role. Has that changed? Are people now becoming career politicians to enrich themselves?
Well, you know, let's, some memories are very, not long, but very short happenings during the elections situation where comrades are killing comrades, more prevalent in the province I live, right, KwaZulu-Natal, and to a lesser extent in Mpumalanga and so forth. Because why? Was it for people's power? Is it to consolidate or gain situation? No, it was about self-enrichment, right? Because absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's very, very disappointing. And I think the leadership has failed to give the kind of leadership of which the people are demanding, okay? Fortunately, our judicial system is still functioning. I hope that it doesn't also have, of course, coming with many cracks, but it'll start sorting itself out.
Certainly, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us, paying tribute to EB, and also, you know, speaking in a frank way. And we certainly hope that the ANC leadership will take heed. Thank you very much for your time.
And I send our heartfelt condolences to Shannon, Ibrahim's wife, and his two lovely kids. Yes.
Yes, certainly, we will convey that. Thank you for availing yourself.
You're welcome.
That was our guest, Sonny Singh, chatting to us about the life of struggle stalwart Ibrahim Ismail Ibrahim. Ahmed Katrada, in his final hospitalization, when he was speaking about Ibrahim, he said that, you know, there's certain words that would describe him best, and the words of courage would describe him best. And he said that if his life had been characterized by the spirit of sacrifice, and there's certainly a role that he played in the liberation of this country, for which we are indebted to him. We make dua for his forgiveness, and we make dua that the Almighty elevate his stages in paradise. So that is the information that came through earlier today about the passing on of Ibrahim.